Lord, give us the grace to persevere, be steadfast, and stay faithful to you. Jesus, we trust in you. Amen. Blessed Mother began speaking to Mother Claire. There is no way for you to be prepared for what is coming soon. The repercussions are beyond imagining, and certainly much of what the world considers normal goods and services will abruptly stop. This will cause many consternation and desperation. Yes, prayer is your only preparation now that you have food put up. Please do not forget the goats. I know you are uneasy about that, but it is what I have asked you to do. Be at peace about this, Claire. It is the Father's will for you. Moving on. The tendency for some will be to split apart, but that is the wrong move. It is my expressed will that you all hold together and pray. This is where the power is. To separate will weaken you. Those who have their own opinion, operating in pride, may not adhere to my request. But I am asking you, my children, your strength is in numbers. The moment you leave the refuge, you are vulnerable to a multitude of evils. This is why I am warning you now. Cleave to one another and remain in prayer. There is nothing more effective for you to do than to stay and pray. You are at the hub of the wheel, and your prayers bring the much-needed assistance of boots on the ground to those who really need it. There will be miracles by His hand to help keep you in peace. These events will be the crucible where holiness is formed. Being under these kinds of pressure that no man or woman has yet experienced on this earth will reveal the character of many, some to be saints, others to condemnation. But you, my children, are truly a light to the world, and I want you to lead by example, by praying and asking my intercession. Mother, please help me finish writing these messages. I feel so bogged down. Our Lady continued, part of that is the decline of your flesh, but other parts are from the enemy. You are familiar with the saying, do it afraid? Well, now I ask of you all, do it anyway. You must stay close to Jesus, Claire. This is your strength. This is all the source of strength for all of you. The further away you drift, the more diminished is your ability to stay in the Spirit and cope with a crisis. You have lived together for many months. You have been through many tests and passed them successfully. This will be a continuation of your test. Those who are new among you will be more challenged. You must be patient with them and uphold them with charity and prayer. You will have a very great deal of protection, and your enemies will be busy with their own survival. Remember that charity and love will win over all situations. Remember, please, that I have asked that there be no firearms on the property. Understand that you can either defend yourself or have the angels defend you. My children, practice a new level of self-denial and humility. Be adhering to my wishes. Those of you that do will be greatly blessed. Obedience is your greatest protection.